to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack the Judge.
Cindy.
And I'm Heather.
And you're not the judge.
He's the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
He looks like Bozo the Clown with his hair, doesn't he, Heather?
You guys, you don't know who Flip Wilson is, do you?
I know who Flip Wilson is. You guys.
I'm in my 20s. I'm at my 80s.
Heather's looking at me like, I don't get who here comes the judge. Here comes the Flip Wilson. Is hilarious. Anyway, we had another episode of Dancing with the Stars, and I guess I think the judge was right again on who's going home.
You did predict
You just can't stop the judge.
Wait, no. What was the predictions?
I didn't write it down.
I think you wrote it down. Did you throw this stuff away? This is a whole new paper. Okay, we don't want you throwing that stuff away anymore. He didn't write it.
It's all.
He has no way of telling us differently.
So the judge,
he could be lying to us.
No, we all said Nick.
We'll have to review the tape.
You guys got to speak into the mics.
We are speaking into the mics.
Okay. That's
good.
But
regardless, we all chose Nick, father, person.
Faja.
Hello, Maja.
Hello, Faja.
Hello, Faja.
Okay. So this was movie night.
Yes.
Movie night.
No, it was Hollywood.
No, it was movie night.
And it was Hollywood.
Hollywood movie night?
Sure, I don't know.
I don't know. Sounds good.
Anyway, so... can we just can we talk about the elephant in the room, Shania Twain?
Oh my gosh,
was she bizarre?
No, I the problem is okay, it's this late in the game.
Yes,
I have no problem with people who should not be judging these events. You know,
you
obviously
good one, Heather. Give me a high five over there.
If I was there, people would be like, okay, yeah, he's a podcaster. He's been doing this for 3 seasons. He knows what he's talking about.
He's wearing an extra large shirt. Looks like he's wearing a cape.
So. But Shania, this late in the game, why do you have a special judge?
They always bring in a special judge.
I don't mind the special judges, but can they have some dancing background?
Doesn't she dance?
I don't know. I don't know
she
her well
She feels like
enough.
A woman. That's all I know. But to me...
She didn't know what to say. It was awkward.
It was awkward.
And then she gave the higher score, and then she gave the...
Like really low score.
Then she was like,
I got to compensate for that.
And,
yes.
I'm sure she's a nice person, but
yes.
She didn't belong. There's six dance, seven? Well, how many dancers we got left? We got some dancers left.
Okay.
You don't want to count?
But it's getting down to the end. It's getting down to the end.
All right, Judge. We got it. Okay.
It was awkward.
I just want
to
say.
Here's your thing. I want you to write to the ABC and tell them all your complaints and that you as the judge should be fixed.
Here's an idea. Just listen to the podcast and I will help you with your show.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyway.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's. Are you guys disagreeing with me?
No. Are you?
No. Yeah. I mean, it was awkward to watch. It was really cringeworthy.
Yes.
You could have.
I fast forward when she talked.
I did too.
But her score shouldn't count.
Because I felt uncomfortable. I didn't want to feel bad for her.
No. Like I said, she was trying. You know, they're giving the technical part of it.
Yes.
And she's trying to give techno part, but she just kept giving the same answer. And I just. Yep. Anyway, I just would rather. This late in the game, we have real judges.
I get it.
And because it's a matter of who goes home and who doesn't go home.
All it really did is give them extra points because they really normally only have a base of 30. Now they had a base of 40.
Well, still, but some got 9, some got 10, some got 6, 7.
Yeah,
it's like it was all
yeah.
over the place. So anyway.
It was consistent.
Yes.
Yeah. I just would be, next time, let's get a judge.
Yes, sir.
First up, we have Nick and Artem. I'm sorry, Nikki and Artem doing Argentine Tango.
It was good. And you're right, Heather. She's really improved.
She's improved a lot. Like, it's amazing.
I almost was going to text you, but I didn't know if you were watching it yet.
I was.
Because I didn't know if you were taping it or that
kind of stuff. I watched the next day on Hulu.
You did? Because do you have tape? No, you don't have the thing, do you?
No, it's like extra $15.
Anyway, so I was just like, I get it, girlfriend. That's your Aunt Tammy in you. Good job, Aunt Tammy. I'm glad you have that part of her because I don't want you to have me. I'm bad with money. I'm glad you have. There's many great qualities. I think
there is. There's any hope that you can change after
57 years?
60 years?
57?
You're 58.
No, I'm not 58. I am 57.
Oh, that's right. You're 57.
It's 2017.
You're 55.
I'm 55.
Jeez Louise, why don't you age me?
I'm 55.
Anyway,
but
I was like, oh my gosh, I'll have to text Heather. And then I realized she probably wasn't watching it because Lucifer was on. You can't watch Two Shoes, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I was like, yeah, I have to tell Heather next time I see her. She was right.
I told you she's
improved. Was really improved.
Yes, it was awesome.
Well, she keeps talking about how her letting herself go, and I think the more she lets herself go,
the better she dances.
She's not so
because she shuts down when she doesn't like what's going on. She quiets. Reminds me of somebody.
Hmm.
Anyway, and so I was just like, wow. Anyway, I was just like, yeah, she
our
was
cat,
good.
Our cat just walked in here.
And I'm sure dancing brings out, because I know when I used to work in the office and then I used to still teach and I would skate once in a while. I know you guys hate those references, but I'm going to use it anyway.
No, it's
you
a, both it's gave a, me those looks. It's a valid reference.
I would enjoy going on the ice because it released me.
It's oh, yeah.
Like, it's like it was like a different thing. I could be like my own person and I was always happy afterwards. Just that it was probably the exercise.
Were you ever happy?
Endorphins.
Yeah, I was always happy.
The dolphins when they get loose.
Endorphins.
The endolphins. They that's my flipper.
What are you on? It's the mustard color shirt that's doing it for you. It wasn't that. It wasn't that funny.
I can't help it.
Don't encourage the behavior.
Now it's going to last the whole podcast.
All right.
So anyway, she got nines across the board.
It wasn't even that funny.
It was because it wasn't a real dolphin. Your dad does much better noises than that.
That was what made you laugh?
This is a dolphin. Is that a dolphin?
Oh my gosh.
They call him Flipper.
Has Timmy's cat urine like got in your brains? Know. Oh my gosh. Oh,
I haven't slept well in the last 2 days, so I'm in my insomnia weeks.
Weirdos?
Okay. Anyone think she deserved a 10?
I thought she deserved a 10.
I thought she deserved a 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Shania, what
but
the
like you
Shania?
Always say, she was the first one to go, so they're not going to overscore her.
They're not going to overscore her.
All right. So nines across the board, which was excellent. Yes. Can she come back to win this?
No.
Really? I still think she's a contender. She keeps if she keeps progressing like she's doing.
But those top two guys, you know, the
Lindsay and Jordan.
Victoria's but you think good. About it, last year, the football player won.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're right.
And he was against a couple other ones that were really, really good dancers.
I forgot about that. You're right, Heather.
And so I think he so it shows it's not always just a popularity vote or the one that's the best dancer from day
one.
About
that. You're right.
It might be the most improved because he improved a lot last year.
Has she ever been on the bottom? Has she ever been?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
She's not been Jeopardy yet.
And WWE, they have a strong
She's a huge following. She has a TV show also on E Network. So not only does she have that,
I didn't know that. Then maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I mean, who knows?
At least she would be earning it. I mean,
she's worked hard.
Really come a long way.
Yeah, who knows? It's anyone's game, I feel like, at this point.
I would agree with you.
Anyone's game?
I mean, not anyone's, but she's definitely up there that she could make it to at least a top three, top four.
All right. Next up, we have Drew and Emma doing the Paso Doble.
I like that. They didn't like it, huh?
No, when I was rewatching with Dad, I did see him mess up a couple times, but it wasn't that bad where he deserved sevens.
Yeah, I know. Didn't he get like a six or was that?
No,
that was Nick. But they didn't like some of his awkwardness, they said, right? Or something
I
like
think
that?
It was that awkward.
I didn't think so either.
I watched it because you had said I heard he got low scores. I just watched it and I go, I didn't think it was that bad.
No.
I wouldn't have given a 9. I probably would have given an 8.
At least an 8, but not
but
7.
7's across the board and the 9 for Shania.
Yeah. The thing but I was thinking, do you think maybe because, and you would be better to answer this, Heather, is that they're getting down to the wire now and these dancers, they are really good and you have to really separate because they didn't feel like he was very technical, right? In some of the moves and stuff like that.
Well, they even made a comment. I can't remember who it was. They made a comment about how Drew was the one that messed up. Did you hear that comment somewhere?
No.
It was Carrie. I made a comment. I can't remember who it was. It was either during Vanessa's dance or someone else's dance. She made a comment that Drew messed up during. Like, you didn't mess up like Drew did.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Mm. Oh, you're right. I remember that comment. I don't know who it was. You're right.
But I didn't think it was that bad. I thought, like, there was a couple times that he messed up the timing. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. He is really tall. Like, what is he, 6'4"?
Yes, 4. Yes.
So he's not even perfectly... He has one of those awkward movements.
Well, you're saying weeding out the weaker dancers, but he's been one of the stronger ones the last...
And again, like, even in skating, I hate to always reference this, but when you're overly larger than most of the average, you know, skaters are, you look different. You don't have the same lines. You stand out more. You're more awkward. Everything about you. And I think in dance, even more so. I think it's a field where you see more petite and smaller men and women. And for him, he's just so much taller than his partner. And I'm sure some of that awkwardness is hard to you know, you're, if you don't have control of your arms and legs, and you're not used to it.
So it's more. It was more of his arms. His.
They thought he just looked. He thought he looked stiff and awkward. I thought they were saying.
Yeah, but I didn't see it too much. So I said
it
was.
I didn't either. I thought it was good.
It must have been there because they gave him seven.
Yeah,
it was a couple of mistakes, but I don't think he deserved seven.
No,
at least an eight somewhere in there.
But, I'm with you.
But like you said, that maybe they expect more from him because he has been progressing. So maybe that's why they low scored him to get him with his button gear for next week.
Yeah. Well, there's so next who knows. Week. So next up, we have Nick and Peter doing the samba.
Yeah, it was probably his worst dance.
Yeah, it's his worst dance in a while.
So bad for him.
I mean,
he's
you said he was chomping,
so
like
hard.
When he was stomping and that when he walked down.
But
that.
He was good by himself.
Yes,
like he's.
But
better.
I think that refers back to the boy band dancing.
Yeah, he's better by himself. But when he gets, I don't know, if he just feels uncomfortable because it's another woman. He's like to. With a woman like that.
No,
because
I
think he's been in the dances where they're, you know, they're holding each other. He's doing it.
But you could just see, like, what was that part he was coming across? I was like, oh,
well,
God, it looks...
You know, he said from the beginning he was going to have trouble with certain dances, and you can see it. There's certain dances he just can't.
Yeah, this was
his
one
body.
It really stood out.
His body doesn't move
except
that
by
way.
Himself. He was very good.
No, by himself, he was awesome. I just feel back. You tell he's trying so hard to be at the same level as everyone else, but he's just not getting there.
But he should have been probably the way he started out. He should have been like the second one eliminated. But he worked at it.
Yeah,
and he's got a
and
great,
I think he has a good fan base too.
Good fan base, but he's also
a good work ethic.
He has a great work ethic. Yeah. And he has a good attitude, and I think that carried over. So. Anyway, the judges, Carrie Ann 7, Lynn a 6.
I know.
Shania Twain a 7, and Bruno
a 6.
A 6. So, doesn't look good for Nick and Peter.
We already said that he was voted off.
I didn't say that, so no.
Okay.
next up, we have Victoria and Val doing the Paso Doble.
Yes.
What do you guys think of this dance?
I thought it was good. I like how they incorporated the sports. I thought the flooring, how they made it look like a Zamboni, was the coolest thing ever.
It was very cool.
Like the ice skating floor.
Yes.
It was so cool.
They did a good job.
They did a really good job.
I thought it was cool how they incorporated it.
And then you notice, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I was watching the score clock, and it was actually timed a minute and a half. So it was counting down.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was counting down as they were doing their dance, and they got you watched the clock count down the minute and a half until she ended, and then the score ended up, when she scored it, they changed the hers to 3 and Val's was 2. The score 3-2.
Oh,
she
that's
won.
Cool. That's
yeah,
like
so
a
that
small
was
good. Little detail.
So I really enjoyed all that. That
what,
was really
what
cool.
What I thought was harder with the dance, you got those people whipping those hockey sticks.
Yes.
And if you ever been hit with a hockey stick, it hurts. So
well, we were watching the NC State alumni game, and all those guys that weren't wearing their helmets with masks were getting were like literally one after another,
one after
coming,
another
out
coming out
with eyes cut, lips cut. I was like, oh my gosh.
Because the other teams used. I mean, they were just whipping their sticks up, and and you get hit with one of those sticks. It's
Gonna
like
hurt.
Getting cut with a razor.
Well, and then, you know, most of those guys have full shields, so they can be a little bit lazy with their sticks. But these guys, that's what
they
kept saying.
They go up there, I'm tough old school, and one guy was right by his eye.
Oh, yeah, oh, my God, it was
I'm
bad.
Like, dude, it's not worth losing an eye. Put a cage on.
I know. Anyway, but...
we got off topic here.
Yes, we did. But anyway, I loved it. I loved the whole thing. I thought it was really good. Good, the routine, the outfit.
They were underscore again.
Yeah.
I thought she deserved better than that. But we have 8 from Carrie Ann, Lennon 8, Shania Twain a 7.
Yeah,
and,
where was that
and
from?
Brunette, but did you see Lennon, Carrie Ann's face when she said 7?
No, I didn't see
it.
Were
they?
They were like, they went,
ooh. Their eyes like bugged out.
Really?
Then they caught themselves. And like Heather and I were talking because she just had given Drew a 9 that maybe she was trying to overcompensate.
Oh, I never thought of
that. So maybe she came back with a 7.
Well, she didn't like it.
Yeah, that could be it.
I thought it was good. It was definitely underscore.
Yeah, it was very creative.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll see.
All right.
Next up, we have Terrell and Cheryl doing the jive.
Again, I have to say, you're right, Heather. He has really improved.
Did you watch his package, how he was like being a spy?
Yes.
I thought it was funny. Like he was like a giant plant. Like
and then a wall.
And then a wall.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny.
I did too. But
his character is so different from how you picture on how he's played football. Like you saw this like tough guy. He was arrogant because he could back it up. But this guy, like, he's very humble. He's down to earth and he's trying really hard. He just his personality is so different how you would picture him on the field. It's awesome seeing that.
He's also a fan. When we were watching, I said Cheryl is the perfect coach for
him
because she's not putting up with his crap.
No.
She calls him out, and I think that's what she.
Would they call him? What?
Bill Parcells.
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, yeah. So she. Or is it Belichick?
No, Belichick was Lynn.
Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
And if. What, like I said, if she had like a weaker if he had a weaker coach, he might not be as.
And he says that. He says that she's tough, and that's why he's improved.
She doesn't put up with his crap. Yeah. So, boom. I thought definitely Deserve 10. It was my favorite dance of the night.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, I would agree. His attitude, his charm, just everything.
They're doing the jive, which is a lot of footwork.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And you have to remember all that footwork.
Yes.
And then add it with the extra little element of the spy thing. Right. Yeah. Do you see all the lens?
Yes,
like,
I love when the 10 came down sitting there like that. That was funny.
And didn't still.
They couldn't give him a 10?
No.
Really?
Well, Shania did.
No, did she?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But I thought it was tens, but I guess not.
No, it was. I don't know. It was an awesome dance. Like I said, he's definitely one of the most improved. Him and Nikki are definitely most improved.
Can he win it? Can he just carry this over?
No, again, I think he has a good fan base, and I think he could.
He's top 5 or 4.
Yeah.
If he keeps progressing like he's doing, he's definitely going to be up there.
All right. Next up, we have Frankie Whitney doing the jazz.
He seemed to have lost his ground. Yeah. Frankie, he doesn't seem as confident when
you heard what she said afterwards. He's worried when he goes out there. He's so stressed out. He's got to relax.
Oh.
Take some mushrooms, apparently.
Yeah, take some mushrooms.
Who said that?
Whitney by accident.
She goes, well, Aaron Andrews said something about, you know, what do you do to calm him down? Well, there's some mushrooms over there. She goes, no, that's not what I meant. And Tom goes, oh, there's our Whitney. With the mushroom.
Anyway, but he just seems that he's
it wasn't a bad dance.
It wasn't bad, but I just like, oh,
He messed up a little bit. Yeah. So you feel bad. He's such a cool, nice guy. You feel bad he messed up a little bit because you want to see him do well.
Yeah.
Because he does work hard.
Yeah, he does. And that's another thing. It's like, I really like everybody that's left. I mean, I even liked Nick. I was like, so it's really hard to say who's going to go or not. Yeah. I'll be disappointed as they are.
They're all hard workers.
There are
and
all
you
of
can tell,
them.
You can tell that he knows that he's. You could see it. Well, he wasn't as happy after
right.
the dance.
Right.
Like, you know,
even his solo part wasn't his best. Like, usually he does pretty well. And he was a little off on some of that, too.
Yeah. So he's got to get out of his head and just do.
And you know that's hard to do.
When you get something in your head,
it's hard. Game over.
It is. So you have to just kind of go with the flow.
What it is, Frankie. It is what it is.
Yeah,
that's
Frankie.
Right.
Relax, Frankie.
Got to do what you got to do to make ends meet.
Frankie goes to Hollywood. Carriana 7, which...
That was a low.
I didn't think he needed to be that low. That was bad.
You see Lynn's look?
Yeah.
Like, come on, really?
I know.
8 from Lynn, 8 from Shania, and 8 from Bruno.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes
Carriana, I'm just like, where did she come from? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Next up, we have Vanessa and Max doing the quick step. And what do we think of this dance?
I liked it. I thought it was good.
No, it was probably one of her best dances.
Yes. I know I was thinking about today when I was thinking we were going to podcast. I bet she's going to improve 100% more with her husband kind of being out of it.
Look,
not that competition.
I said last week, remember? I think she was so worried. And like she even said in the package that she was so focused on her kids being there that she messed up her dance last week.
Yeah, and then even with like you could see every time when he was like goes, you know, right away she goes, I think it'll be good. She can break out and be her, just enjoy her moment and be involved.
Do you
in
think
it.
Max looked like he was having more fun?
I think
this
so
week?
Too.
Yes.
Maybe he said, okay, I got to lighten up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still got to be strict, but he seemed to be smiling more during the dance.
They
seemed
to get along like they were a little more together than
their togetherness.
So. Yeah, but I love the costumes they put on her. I think they just
the whole
really
concept was cool. Was like the 1920s.
Yeah,
probably.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
Old Hollywood.
Old Hollywood.
Yeah, it was cool.
She got 9s across the board,
and
well
deserved.
That was well deserved.
Yeah.
Can
awesome.
She win it?
No, I think Lindsay's better than her. If I had to pick a girl,
yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Jordan and Lindsay doing the rumba.
Right. And a perfectionist that he is.
Yeah.
Another one. A perfectionist.
I didn't see anything wrong with the dance.
I didn't either. Lynn didn't like his hand.
But when you see the video, he goes, Jordan goes, I didn't do that. And he goes, yeah, you did.
It was funny, though, how
like
he said
he felt like he could just stand there instead of doing the extra.
Yeah.
But he's... You know, he's an actor also, so he was probably trying to put more drama. I thought
he's
it was beautifully.
Talented.
I got emotional watching it when I was watching it the first time.
I'd be honest, I'd never heard of him because, you know, I'm not a Hamlet.
It was also a Disney star, too.
Yeah, so I didn't know him, but he's talented.
Yes, extremely.
Like I said, he sings, he dances.
He's definitely going to go far. Like, if he keeps going and he stays humble like he is, he's definitely going to be
humble.
One
I
of
hope so, but sometimes, though, I think being someone who's a perfectionist is also not healthy either because you have to, in order to keep growing and moving on, especially growing as a young kid that he is, you have to fail.
You have to accept that sometimes you're going
to
fail.
Yeah, you have
to. I've heard that happens.
Whatever.
So, you know, I'm 55. Maybe it'll happen soon, but, you know. Anyway.
Such a lame-o. So your joke was bad, so you had to add the dolphin voice to it?
you don't give up on anything because you're perfectionist. Anyway,
I thought you were going to say the judge.
You got 10 from Carrie Ann, 9 from Lynn.
Lynn didn't like the hands.
The hand motion.
Really, yes. That hand motion, I mean, yes. It's not going to cost him the thing. Sunai Twain, 10, and because she couldn't give an 11. Bruno gave a 9.
Oh. Well, he didn't like it either. Oh. Hmm. I thought it was 10 except for Lynn.
I don't know. I wrote down 9.
Okay.
So
so that's what it is, that's apparently.
What that's what you're going with.
Obviously, he's the person to beat.
Yes.
Yes.
We all agree, unless he slips up or has a tear, even though Lindsay and Mark could beat them because of the choreography they have.
Lindsay and Mark. Oh. Okay, never mind. I went somewhere else.
That
was Lindsay, the professional.
He's going to have to mess up.
Yeah.
In order to lose, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We have both Lindsays back to back, basically.
Yeah. And then we have Lindsay and Mark doing the Argentine tango. I liked the dance, but the song was...
You didn't like the song at all.
I couldn't stand the song.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be that it's like sci-fi.
This
is why you miss Mark and Derek, because they're so creative.
Oh,
my God.
Sci-fi without that
choreography.
I love the beats of the music and the way her head went and everything.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
She looked like a robot.
Yeah, she did. It was so great. Cool. It grabbed me, and I watched it the whole time. Or sometimes I'm watching it, I'm like kind of looking for something real quick. Or
yeah.
I might look at my Facebook while I'm looking at that. But that one, I was like enthralled in it.
The dance is only a minute and a half.
I know, but sometimes it's sometimes when I watch Nick dance, I'm just like, oh, I'm so embarrassed for him. I just don't want to watch. Well, I know that wasn't nice.
I'm sorry, Nick, if you're listening. But,
no, I love him. He's a nice guy, humble, great family man, respects his wife, adores his wife and children, hard worker, nothing like that. But I meant, if you were to dance, I would be, looking the other way, too, because I don't want people to think bad about you, because I like him. I don't want people to think bad about him. That's the reasoning. Not looking away because of being negative.
Okay. All right. So
negative Nancy, look into the negative.
So the dance was perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
Music, we could have probably done with that.
I like the music. It made sense with the theme.
Your dad hated the music.
No, didn't like it.
Didn't sound like that.
It was weird, her eyes,
yes.
Contact, that was weird, too.
And then, she had, that stuff glued to her
face,
too.
It was so bizarre. She probably loved it, because she likes to be different.
He said he couldn't talk to her normally, because she looked creepy.
Who's that? Mark said that?
No, Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron.
Because she had different contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue and whatever color the other eye was.
Like white, basically.
I just, just thinking the costume people, I know I'm not saying it
production
correct.
Production staff.
Yeah, they just... That must, to come up with the ideas and the costumes
and the sets. They changed those sets within minutes.
Well, you have to
minutes.
Come up with the. They did a thing one time about the costumes and stuff like that. I remember.
Yeah,
because
they come in, they draw it, usually the dancer.
They created that that week.
Yeah. That's just amazing.
Are we talking about how Vanessa's skirt fell off?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. I thought it was part of the act. I didn't realize it came off. So, you okay?
Yeah. But they come up with the dance. They only have a week, right?
I know.
And so they have to get it before dress rehearsal, all the different stuff. So it's amazing what this production crew does.
Yeah, they are
so
phenomenal. Yeah, definitely.
That's
hats off.
That's the most interesting thing about going to the show is seeing how fast they break
exactly.
apart the sets and put it back together.
Well, they
put
basically
a new one on there.
3 minutes.
Yeah,
because commercials are last about 3 to 3.5 minutes in between each thing.
I think sometimes when they show the package, if it's a longer package, you notice the sets are bigger. You ever notice that?
So it's probably
I'll have to pay attention to that next time.
How they
interesting.
Pick the order of the dance is how difficult the sets are to put up. You wouldn't want to put a difficult set next to back to back. Oh my god, we gotta get this out.
Yeah.
So you take one where they just a few things.
It's definitely interesting. I would like to just watch the behind the scenes of how they do it all.
We do this podcast. Maybe they could invite us.
Be nice.
Would be nice.
LA, but
yeah,
that's okay, Tom.
We should do a celebrity sighting too. Have you seen all the different celebrities there?
Yes, there was a lot this time.
Yes.
The kid from the Goldbergs was there.
Yes.
And Ronnie from Jersey Shore. That was random.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah,
was he in the dance? Was
no,
he in the
he
dance?
No, he was in the front with the baseball player from last
year. You would know that better
year.
Than I would.
Oh, that's a random person. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar was there.
I saw that. Yeah, I don't think she's ever been in it.
No, she was there with their kids. Random sighting.
Well, people want to see the dance.
Yes, it's
like
fun.
Well, it's cool that they're supporting.
Maybe one of her friends is in there.
She got tens across the boards. So there we go. So it comes down to we got some Facebook page stuff here. Let's see. Vicky says, I just couldn't get into Nick's dance at all. It doesn't
Thank
help
you, Vicky.
I was distracted by completely out of place Mad Max set steampunk costuming.
Yeah, I'm with her.
So the whole thing was didn't like. And then Randy says, I have a strong feeling which dance the judge will like. And he has a little hockey stick with a puck.
Aww.
So yeah, I did like that dance.
I like the Zamboni with Alan on it.
Yeah, that was cute.
Funny.
It was cute. I loved it.
You know, I've gone the Zamboni without.
Yes, you've done the naked one so that you can get on Survivor.
So pretty similar
No, not even close, honey. Not even close? Maybe when you're when I first met you, but not now.
I don't care. Daughter in the room.
Daughter doesn't care. So anyway, if you'd like to send us some feedback, give us a call.
Can you speak?
385-309.
What's a dolphin noise?
That. 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311.
389.
No, she's saying call anytime.
Because I remember the numbers. I'm horrible numbers.
Anyway.
Call anytime. You used to be really good. You were the
memorizing numbers, no.
Theories. You can just put on our Facebook page. I put a thing on there, Dancing with the Stars. Who's going home tonight? And
right.
It was
Nick.
Nick and PETA.
She seems different. Didn't she seem sadder and like not as enthusiastic? Or was it just me?
I'm sure it's hard and frustrating for both of them, not only because he's not really improving that much. And then it's hard, I think, as a coach that you're not able to get through to that person. You're not showing that much progress that you would hope at that stage.
I disagree that he didn't improve. There were certain dances he did improve on. But
not the level that everyone else was.
No.
That's what I'm saying. He pretty much got
stuck in that.
There was a slight improvement, but not nowhere near like Nikki or Drew or even Terrell.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. He improved, but nowhere near that level. Yeah.
But, you know, he did say, when they asked him after his brother went, when are you coming back? He goes, no, it's just not his thing. And he knew it.
I know, but I think sometimes we put our negativity into things, and I think it holds us back instead of letting everything just go out of your head.
But sometimes you're not physically able to do certain things. You don't have the...
But when you watch him dance by himself, he has rhythm. He's a singer. They have rhythm. That's the thing I don't get.
Maybe he's just like Frankie was in his head about it. That's why when he went in hold, he knew that wasn't his strong suit. So when he got into hold, it just he went stiff because he was thinking in his head that I'm not doing this right.
If you're making the same mistakes every week
and you're getting criticized for it every single week,
you can't help but I did like how he said, I thought we got rid of the sixes.
I hate that they brought those back. That was just uncalled for.
I thought so too.
Yeah, I think he at least he had a great attitude.
I always felt like they were harder on him than the rest of the group, than any other dancer.
Maybe because, like you, he's a singer, he's in a boy band, and they expected more.
Maybe.
But I was telling Heather, I said, that's hard. I mean, ballroom dancing is hard. I mean,
it's not easy. You can see those slowers after a minute and a half, they're like trying to catch their breath, and they're
like
exhausted.
And that's why those guys look incredible. I'm sure they work out to keep the stamina up and everything. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot of movement.
Well, it's going to be interesting what happens next week. I don't know who's going to go home next week. I mean, that's a tough one.
I think they're all good. I think it's a tie between Drew, and they'll probably throw a random one in there.
I think it's Drew. Drew's popular, though.
Yeah, but he had a bad week. And you're running out of people that are having bad weeks.
Vanessa. She had a great dance, and Max is popular. I think it might be. I'm gonna say it's gonna be Drew. Well, you know what? I'm gonna change that. I think Frankie and Lindsay go home.
That's what I think.
Frankie and Whitney
Frankie and Whitney.
That's what I think.
I don't want to see that because I think he deserves to be there.
I also think that maybe Victoria too.
No.
No.
I'm gonna say she stays in.
Okay.
I'm gonna put Jack's the judge says Frankie.
What do you
and
say,
I
Heather?
Hope I'm wrong.
I think it's Drew.
I'm gonna say Victoria.
Because Drew's already been in the bottom, hasn't he?
No. He's never been on the thing.
So then it'd probably be his turn then.
Put Drew for Heather. And then I'm putting Victoria. And we're going to have this. Don't throw it away.
So make sure, listeners, you put down, comment on our Facebook thing, who you think is going home.
Yeah, vote on. You can do it now. You just go on the same thread.
Do you know how to make like a little voting thing where they can actually vote?
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, why don't you do that?
I will do that. So there. If you look above, there's a poll on favorite candy bar.
Right, then we'll do a poll and who's going
Reese's
home.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
What's your favorite candy bar?
What do you have? What's your options?
It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Snickers. Kit Kat, and Coffee Crisp.
Ew, none. You need a Milky Way?
You get four choices here.
You didn't do Milky Way.
I even said in the podcast, you know, someone's going to say, why didn't you put the candy bar on there? There's 5 billion candy bars.
You want to eat the Reese's?
I don't like Reese's that much.
Really?
It's too much peanut butter every now and then.
Oh, my gosh. Get out of here.
Now I want one now that you're saying it.
Probably a Kit Kat bar, I guess.
Reese's peanut butter.
Milky Way, though. A frozen Milky Way.
Was it good?
Oh, that was so good.
Are we still on?
Yes. So, Heather, Jack picked Frankie. I hope I'm wrong. Heather picked Drew, and Sid picked Victoria.
Yes, that's my pie in the sky. No, that's not it. That's my...
What?
What's the thing you say? I don't know. Anyway.
Pie in the sky?
No. What are you? What is it? I don't know. Never mind.
What are you on?
Nothing.
It's hard to podcast with amateurs. Okay. Anyway. Oh.
You forgot what to say next.
No,
huh?
You didn't think it was funny.
No.
You're face. Not funny.
He's not funny.
Stop laughing. You're encouraging this behavior.
You should hear us at night. We're hysterical. We laugh so hard at night.
You're encouraging the behavior.
All right. Anyway.
I teach you like I do with my children. You're encouraging the behavior.
All right.
If you like this podcast and other podcasts like that, you can become a patron. Help support it. Become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack. Or just go to jayandjack.com and click on the little button that says become a patron. Or you can, if you like this podcast, you have some friends, you know. You can sit there and tell your friends, hey, I listen to this Dancing with the Stars podcast. It's not all about Dancing with the Stars. They have one expert and two people on there that
fabulous women.
So me.
Don't know what they're doing. But anyway, you can help them. Help us do that. Give us a review, 5-star review, blah, blah, blah.
Amazon?
You go to Jay and Jack. If you're an Amazon shopper, just go to jayandjack.com.
Christmas is
coming.
It's right around the corner.
Everything you order and from Amazon.com.
One day.
Oh, my goodness.
We get a little portion of it. Well, not this podcast, but other podcasts. And we, at this time, we'd like to thank four patrons. All our patrons are special, but we'd like to thank four of them right now. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, Molly the Millennial, and Ed, the letter carrier. Thanks, Ed, for having your mom listen to the podcast. Anyway, that's it. I'll put a poll on here. Who do you think is going to go home on our Facebook page? You go Jay and Jack, Facebook group. And you can go on there and blah, blah, whatever it is. Do what you got to do. Anyway,
okay.
That's it. Hasta luego.
That was horrible marketing. Oh, my gosh.
What? I'm just trying to I'm winging it off the top of my head, man.
Okay.
Well, do better.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Ever did G.